This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I want to thank you for listening and for all your support as we at Death, Sex, and Money have made our move to Slate. Your stories, voice memos, and emails have meant so much to the team. As part of this transition, there's a new way to support our show financially at Slate, our new home, and you'll get something special in return. Subscribe to Slate Plus, and you'll not only support our work on Death, Sex, and Money, you'll get access to new benefits, including listening to us and all of the other great shows Slate makes, like Slow Burn and Decoder Ring, without any ads or sponsor breaks. To subscribe, just click Try Free at the top of the Death, Sex, and Money show page on Apple Podcasts, or visit slate.com/DSM Plus to get access wherever you listen. Thanks.
Okay, babe, so per our conversation we were having earlier.
This is Death, Sex, and Money, the show about the things we think about a lot and need to talk about more. I'm Anna Sale, and this is a different kind of interview for you. I'm not doing it. It's a wife interviewing her husband. Yesterday, we got an email from a listener named Alex. She's 28 and lives in D.C. with her husband, Ryan, who's 31. Earlier in the day, when they were getting dressed, their conversation turned to masculinity, something we've been talking about on the show. And then Alex got out her phone and started recording. She sent us that audio of their conversation about how Ryan has changed as a man over the course of their relationship. You can also hear the coos of their five-month-old daughter in the background. And now we're sharing that with you because it's the kind of conversation we love listening in on. You can tell us what you're talking about and what you wish we were talking about more by emailing us or sending a voice memo to deathsexmoney@wnyc.org. Here's Alex and Ryan.
I was saying that when we first met, I felt as though you had this like different sense of masculinity, a more tougher side. Like, for example, I would say, "Oh, babe, you're so sweet." And you would say things like, "I ain't sweet." Or I would like be mushy and kissy and holding handsy and all that stuff in public. And you would be like, "Get a room." And it'd be very short lived. So you would kind of like brush it off. And I don't know. You were saying that you were taught to not have your relationships on display. And right. I think that's how we got into the whole, well, describe what masculinity is to you today versus what it is. But you're saying it really had nothing to do with masculinity, more so sheltering relationships. So can you expand on that? Because I don't understand.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's, if it was just like a young thing. It was probably like a young thing.
A young black male thing or just a young thing?
I mean,
I know that you're a young
I don't know nothing else.
Right.
But like, it was cool to have women,
right,
you know, but like it wasn't cool to like be in love and stuff, like, you know, like that's like, oh, you in love, like that was like, you know, like,
okay, so
ridiculed and
considered what, soft?
Yeah,
which in turn is a sign of
weakness. Yeah, and that's not what you want. And so if you been with your boys and somebody like really like somebody, it's like, what? Like, oh, you a lover boy now. Oh, you really like her? Like, oh, you...
Right.
You know, like, you... I don't know.
It was a negative.
Yeah.
So we met, I was, what, 23? And you were 26?
Yeah.
And now we've been together.
And so that's what I'm saying. And when I was 26, I felt like, oh, right, it's time for something new. Like, you getting old. You know, like, it's time to... You know, like, change your ways. Like,
so when did that start to change for you? because we've been together 5 years, married two, and you've changed a lot. Like, even when I say, even when you're talking about like a child that you see is like really gentle and nice and sweet, who is a male child, you'll say, oh, he's so sweet. Mm-hmm. Or like, I don't know, like you use that word sweet a lot. Like even if it's grown men, you're like, oh, he's a sweet guy.
I mean,
and
I
you never
know.
Used probably... to talk that way. And I think that that's really cool that you've like softened in that.
Where'd that come from? I mean, it's probably just...
And you totally kiss me in public and stuff all the time.
Yeah, of course. And in private. But, I don't know. I think that comes with more security in myself as a man and as a person, you know? Like, I don't care about none of that. Like,
so,
yeah.
As a father, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
We have daughters. So with the girls, what, like when our oldest starts dating and stuff, gosh, I don't ever want that to happen, but it probably will.
Mm-hmm.
And if she, you know, chooses to be, you know, with boys, what would you tell her to look for in a young man? Like, 'cause I feel like,
see, that's tough. Because I don't know who listens to their daddy about who to look for in a young man anyway. Like as a teenage girl.
But I feel like Charlie will listen to us.
Like who's really just say, oh, okay, dad, like I'll look for him. Like you're right.
Right.
Like
right.
They look for the opposite most of the time anyway. Like that's what it seems like.
That's terrifying.
So I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'll just continue to talk to her like we talk to her now about life and
right.
Try to, you know, lead her down the right path. And
that's, yeah, I guess that's all you can do.
But I mean, who knows? Because I don't want her looking for nobody 16, 17, because ain't nobody
worth nothing at 16.
You know, ain't nobody about that. What are we basing off of? What, he gets good grades? Like, that doesn't matter. I mean, it's a good thing, you know, but I mean, right. Like, who knows?
Right.
They're kids.
Right.
Like, even the best 16-year-old I knew, like, still wasn't shit. Like, he's 16.
Right.
So, I mean, like, right. Who?
Right.
You just learn with experience. Like, because with you, like, wouldn't nobody have told you look for me when I'm 16, like, and I'm a good husband.
You are.
You know, so I mean.
You are. So is your view on masculinity different now? Just as a whole, as an almost 32-year-old man with children and a wife, what does masculinity look like for you? I cannot say that word. What does masculinity look like for you now?
I'm really not sure because, honestly, I really don't give it much thought. Like, I'm just myself, you know? Just I'm not trying to display a persona or anything. Like, I'm just Ryan. And I still feel like I'm masculine. Like,
you
if
are.
It's between masculine and feminine, like,
right.
Or, you know?
I guess that's what I'm asking. Like, do you feel because you've...
And, like, and that's what I realized. Like, all those things that we thought, like, oh, you soft and... Oh, that's weak. Like, they're really not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
Right. Right.
Like, I don't feel like, oh, I'm soft now because I'm in love and married and stuff. Like, that's dumb.
Right.
You know, I have more knowledge now, more wisdom, I guess, like, than back then. Like, what was important then under the spectrum of thinking that you were a man, mm-hmm. like, what you thought made you a man, and, like, it's really not. You know, like,
I think
it's not about just being tough and being hard and being
right
cold, you know, because like,
and not being sweet and kind. Do you think language
still about sweet and kind? I mean, not kind. I like being kind, but it's still something about.
But you use that word, so do you
being
think that's
a sweetheart? Like that, I'm.
Yeah,
I don't.
I think that. Do you think that being the word sweet has like sweetheart, or maybe this goes way deeper than even like, because if you say sweet to certain men,
it's because
certain black men is associated with homosexuality.
It's because sweet is associated with.
With what? With homosexuality?
And just being soft. Like, it's and a soft. Direct insult. Like, it's right. not a compliment. Like, right. oh, you sweet. Like,
right, right, right.
You but, know, like, so no matter what it is, like, nobody was telling me when I was 16, 17, no other young boy would come up and call me sweet and it's a compliment. You right. know, like, those
I
are,
know, but that's changed. Like, because you even use that word now to describe someone who, but in a good way, not as an insult.
Right, like, babies. And stuff. I don't know. I still wouldn't go up to another man and be like, man, you real sweet.
I mean,
you know, like, so I don't know. Like,
so
it's
certain...
like I call babies cute. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't go up to another man and be like, man,
you look real cute today.
You a cute man, brother. Like, no, I wouldn't do that.
Right.
So it'll be like, it's still
levels to it.
Yeah. And I don't, maybe that's problematic. I don't know. But,
right.
Like, <I don't> know.
That makes sense. Okay. Well, that was our masculine talk, Anna 101. We stopped to record. The little noises you hear in the background are Isla,
our little sweet baby. Yeah, the sweetest little thing.
Our little
it's
sweet
so
baby.
Cute.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.